The first trial to be held at Guantanamo Bay since Barack Obama became US president is underway. Canadian detainee Omar Khadr was captured by US troops in Afghanistan when he was 15. He's the youngest detainee at Guantanamo Bay and also the last Western prisoner. The United Nations has condemned the trial, saying it could set a dangerous precedent for child soldiers worldwide. North America correspondent Kim Landis reports.
8 years after his capture, Omar Khadr's trial is finally beginning, a move that makes the United States the first nation since World War II to try someone in a military tribunal for acts they allegedly committed as a minor. Karen Greenberg is the executive director of the Center on Law and Security at New York University.
You know, under international law, he's a child soldier. And the idea of a child soldier is that they really are not making the decisions that they make, that they are coerced into it or brought up into it. And that's what they will probably argue.
This is the first contested trial since Barack Obama became president and promised to close Guantanamo Bay down. The United Nations has criticised this proceeding. The UN's Special Envoy for Children in Armed Conflict, Radhika Kumaraswamy, says in a statement, quote, "Juvenile justice standards are clear. Children should not be tried before military tribunals," end quote. Omar Khadr was 15 when captured in Afghanistan in 2002. He's accused of throwing a grenade that killed a US soldier and is now facing charges including murder, providing material support for terrorism and spying. His lawyers say he's not a Taliban warrior, that he was taken to Afghanistan by his father and that his confessions were obtained through degrading treatment, including threats of rape and death. The jury will be made up of US military officers. The prosecutor has been asking the members of the jury pool today if they think it's inappropriate to try a juvenile for a serious crime and if they have a problem with putting someone on trial 8 years after the alleged offence. None of the potential jurors expressed an objection. This military commission is also the first to be held since the Obama administration revamped the rules. Karen Greenberg from New York University says it's too early to tell what difference the changes have made.
There is a lot of anticipation about what will happen, how clean the procedures will be, how open the court process will be, etc. And I really do not think we have answers to these questions. And we don't have answers in general to the questions of the Obama administration and how Guantanamo is actually going to be different than it was under President Bush.
Omar Khadr has refused a plea deal and faces a maximum life sentence if convicted. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.